Genesis 30. When Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister. She said to Jacob, "Give me children, or else I will die." Jacob's anger burned against Rachel, and he said, "Am I in God's place, who has withheld from you the fruit of the womb?" She said, "Behold my maid Bilhah, go in to her, that she may bear on my knees, and I also may obtain children by her." She gave him Bilhah, her servant, as wife. And Jacob went in to her. Bilhah conceived and bore Jacob a son. Rachel said, "God has judged me and has also heard my voice and has given me a son." Therefore she called his name Dan. Bilhah, Rachel's servant, conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. Rachel said, "I have wrestled with my sister with mighty wrestlings and have prevailed." She named him Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had finished bearing, she took Zilpah, her servant, and gave her to Jacob as a wife. Zilpah, Leah's servant, bore Jacob a son. Leah said, "How fortunate!" She named him Gad. Zilpah, Leah's servant, bore Jacob a second son. Leah said, "Happy am I, for the daughters will call me happy." She named him Asher. Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them to his mother, Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, "Please give me some of your son's mandrakes." Leah said to her, "Is it a small matter that you have taken away my husband? Would you take away my son's mandrakes also?" Rachel said, "Therefore, he will lie with you tonight for your son's mandrakes." Jacob came from the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him and said, "You must come in to me, for I have surely hired you with my son's mandrakes." He lay with her that night. God listened to Leah, and she conceived and bore Jacob a fifth son. Leah said, "God has given me my hire because I gave my servant to my husband." She named him Issachar. Leah conceived again and bore a sixth son to Jacob. Leah said, "God has endowed me with a good dowry. Now my husband will live with me because I have borne him six sons." She named him Zebulun. Afterwards, she bore a daughter and named her Dinah. God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. She conceived, bore a son, and said, "God has taken away my reproach." She named him Joseph, saying, "May Yahweh add another son to me." When Rachel had borne Joseph, Jacob said to Laban, "Send me away that I may go to my own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you, and let me go, for you know my service with which I have served you." Laban said to him, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, stay here, for I have divined that Yahweh has blessed me for your sake." He said, "Appoint me your wages, and I will give it." Jacob said to him, "You know how I have served you, and how your livestock have fared with me, for it was little which you had before I came, and it has increased to a multitude. Yahweh has blessed you wherever I turned. Now when will I provide for my own house also?" Laban said, "What shall I give you?" Jacob said, "You shall not give me anything. If you will do this thing for me, I will again feed your flock and keep it. I will pass through all your flock today, removing from there every speckled and spotted one and every black one among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats. This will be my hire. So my righteousness will answer for me hereafter when you come concerning my hire that is before you. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and black among the sheep that might be with me will be considered stolen." Laban said, "Behold, let it be according to your word." That day he removed the male goats that were streaked and spotted, and all the female goats that were speckled and spotted, every one that had white in it, and all the black ones among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. He set 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. Jacob took to himself rods of fresh poplar, almond, and plane tree, peeled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. He set the rods which he had peeled opposite the flocks in the watering troughs where the flocks came to drink. They conceived when they came to drink. The flocks conceived before the rods, and the flocks produced streaked, speckled, and spotted. Jacob separated the lambs and set the faces of the flocks toward the streaked and all the black in Laban's flock. He put his own droves apart and didn't put them into Laban's flock. Whenever the stronger of the flock conceived, Jacob laid the rods in front of the eyes of the flock in the watering troughs, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the flock were feeble, he didn't put them in. So the feebler were Laban's, and the stronger Jacob's. The man increased exceedingly, and had large flocks, female servants and male servants, and camels and donkeys. Jacob heard Laban's son's word, saying, "Jacob has taken away all that was our father's. He has obtained all this wealth from that which was our father's." Jacob saw the expression on Laban's face, and behold, it was not toward him as before. Yahweh said to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers and to your relatives, and I will be with you." Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field to his flock, and said to them, "I see the expression on your father's face, that it is not toward me as before, but the God of my father has been with me. You know that I have served your father with all of my strength. Your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God didn't allow him to hurt me. If he said, 'The speckled will be your wages,' then all the flock bore speckled. If he said, 'The streaked will be your wages,' then all the flock bore streaked. Thus God has taken away your father's livestock and given them to me. During mating season, I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the male goats which leaped on the flock were streaked, speckled, and grizzled. The angel of God said to me in the dream, 'Jacob,' and I said, 'Here I am.' He said, 'Now lift up your eyes, and behold, all the male goats which leap on the flock are streaked, speckled, and grizzled, for I have seen all that Laban does to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar, where you vowed a vow to me. Now arise, get out from this land, and return to the land of your birth.'" Rachel and Leah answered him, "Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Aren't we considered as foreigners by him? For he has sold us, and he has also used up our money. For all the riches which God has taken away from our father are ours and our children's. Now then, whatever God has said to you, do." Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives on the camels, and he took away all his livestock and all his possessions which he had gathered, including the livestock which he had gained in Paddan Aram, to go to Isaac his father to the land of Canaan. Now Laban had gone to shear his sheep, and Rachel stole the teraphim which were her father's. Jacob deceived Laban the Syrian in that he didn't tell him that he was running away. So he fled with all that he had. He rose up, passed over the river, and set his face toward the mountain of Gilead. Laban was told on the third day that Jacob had fled. He took his relatives with him and pursued him 7 days' journey. He overtook him in the mountain of Gilead. God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream of the night and said to him, "Be careful that you don't speak to Jacob either good or bad." Laban caught up with Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mountain, and Laban with his relatives encamped in the mountain of Gilead. Laban said to Jacob, "What have you done that you have deceived me and carried away my daughters like captives of the sword? Why did you flee secretly and deceive me and didn't tell me that I might have sent you away with mirth and with songs, with tambourine and with harp, and didn't allow me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Now you have done foolishly. It is in the power of my hand to hurt you. But the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, be careful that you don't speak to Jacob either good or bad. Now you want to be gone because you greatly long for your father's house? But why have... Now you want to be gone because you greatly longed for your father's house. But why have you stolen my gods? Jacob answered Laban, because I was afraid, for I said, lest you should take your daughters from me by force. Anyone you find your gods with shall not live. Before our relatives, discern what is yours with me and take it. For Jacob didn't know that Rachel had stolen them. Laban went into Jacob's tent, into Leah's tent, and into the tent of the two female servants, but he didn't find them. He went out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the teraphim, put them in the camel's saddle, and sat on them. Laban felt all around the tent, but didn't find them. She said to her father, don't let my lord be angry that I can't rise up before you, for I am having my period. He searched, but didn't find the teraphim. Jacob was angry and argued with Laban. Jacob answered Laban, what is my trespass? What is my sin that you have hotly pursued me? Now that you have felt around in all my stuff, what have you found of all your household stuff? Set it here before my relatives and your relatives, that they may judge between us two. These 20 years I have been with you, your ewes and your female goats have not cast their young, and I haven't eaten the rams of your flocks. That which was torn of animals I didn't bring to you, I bore its loss. Of my hand you required it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. This was my situation. In the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep fled from my eyes. These 20 years I have been in your house. I served you 14 years for your two daughters, and 6 years for your flock, and you have changed my wages 10 times. Unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked you last night. Laban answered Jacob, the daughters are my daughters, the children are my children, the flocks are my flocks, and all that you see is mine. What can I do today to these my daughters, or to their children whom they have borne? Now come, let's make a covenant, you and I. Let it be for a witness between me and you. Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. Jacob said to his relatives, gather stones. They took stones and made a heap. They ate there by the heap. Laban called it Jegar Sahadutha, but Jacob called it Galeed. Laban said, this heap is witness between me and you today. Therefore it was named Galeed and Mizpah. For he said, Yahweh watch between me and you when we are absent one from another. If you afflict my daughters, or if you take wives in addition to my daughters, no man is with us. Behold, God is witness between me and you. Laban said to Jacob, see this heap? And see the pillar which I have set between me and you? May this heap be a witness, and the pillar be a witness, that I will not pass over this heap to you, and that you will not pass over this heap and this pillar to me for harm. The God of Abraham and the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge between us. Then Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Jacob offered a sacrifice in the mountain, and called his relatives to eat bread. They ate bread and stayed all night in the mountain. Early in the morning, Laban rose up and kissed his sons and his daughters and blessed them. Laban departed and returned to his place. Genesis 32. Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. When he saw them, Jacob said, "This is God's army." He called the name of that place Mahanaim. Jacob sent messengers in front of him to Esau, his brother, to the land of Seir, the field of Edom. He commanded them, saying, "This is what you shall tell my lord Esau. This is what your servant Jacob says. I have lived as a foreigner with Laban and stayed until now. I have cattle, donkeys, flocks, male servants, and female servants. I have sent to tell my lord that I may find favor in your sight." The messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to your brother Esau. He is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and was distressed. He divided the people who were with him, along with the flocks, the herds, and the camels, into two companies. He said, "If Esau comes to the one company and strikes it, then the company which is left will escape." Jacob said, "God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, Yahweh, who said to me, 'Return to your country and to your relatives, and I will do you good,' I am not worthy of the least of all the loving kindnesses and of all the truth which you have shown to your servant. For with just my staff I crossed over this Jordan, and now I have become two companies. Please deliver me from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and strike me and the mothers with the children." You said, "I will surely do you good, and make your offspring as the sand of the sea, which can't be counted because there are so many." He stayed there that night and took from that which he had with him a present for Esau, his brother: 200 female goats and 20 male goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milk camels and their colts, 40 cows, 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys, and 10 foals. He delivered them into the hands of his servants, every herd by itself, and said to his servants, "Pass over before me and put a space between herd and herd." He commanded the foremost, saying, "When Esau, my brother, meets you and asks you, saying, 'Whose are you? Where are you going? Whose are these before you?' then you shall say, 'They are your servant Jacob's. It is a present sent to my lord Esau. Behold, he also is behind us.'" He commanded also the second and the third and all that followed the herds, saying, "This is how you shall speak to Esau when you find him. You shall say, 'Not only that, but behold, your servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goes before me, and afterward I will see his face. Perhaps he will accept me.'" So the present passed over before him, and he himself stayed that night in the camp. He rose up that night and took his two wives and his two servants and his 11 sons and crossed over the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them over the stream and sent over that which he had. Jacob was left alone and wrestled with a man there until the breaking of the day. When he saw that he didn't prevail against him, the man touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was strained as he wrestled. The man said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." Jacob said, "I won't let you go unless you bless me." He said to him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." He said, "Your name will no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have fought with God and with men, and have prevailed." Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." He said, "Why is it that you ask what my name is?" So he blessed him there. Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for he said, "I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." The sun rose on him as he passed over Peniel, and he limped because of his thigh. Therefore, the children of Israel don't eat the sinew of the hip, which is on the hollow of the thigh, to this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew of the hip. Genesis 33. Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau was coming, and with him 400 men. He divided the children between Leah, Rachel, and the two servants. He put the servants and their children in front, Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph at the rear. He himself passed over in front of them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. Esau ran to meet him, embraced him, fell on his neck, kissed him, and they wept. He lifted up his eyes and saw the women and the children and said, "Who are these with you?" He said, "The children whom God has graciously given your servant." Then the servants came near with their children, and they bowed themselves. Leah also and her children came near and bowed themselves. After them, Joseph came near with Rachel, and they bowed themselves. Esau said, "What do you mean by all this company which I met?" Jacob said, "To find favor in the sight of my Lord." Esau said, "I have enough, my brother. Let that which you have be yours." Jacob said, "Please, no. If I have now found favor in your sight, then receive my present at my hand, because I have seen your face as one sees the face of God, and you were pleased with me. Please take the gift that I brought to you, because God has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough." He urged him, and he took it. Esau said, "Let's take our journey and let's go, and I will go before you." Jacob said to him, "My Lord knows that the children are tender, and that the flocks and herds with me have their young, and if they overdrive them one day, all the flocks will die. Please let my Lord pass over before his servant, and I will lead on gently, according to the pace of the livestock that are before me, and according to the pace of the children, until I come to my Lord to Seir." Esau said, "Let me now leave with you some of the people who are with me." He said, "Why? Let me find favor in the sight of my Lord." So Esau returned that day on his way to Seir. Jacob traveled to Succoth, built himself a house, and made shelters for his livestock. Therefore, the name of the place is called Succoth. Jacob came in peace to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Padan-Aram and encamped before the city. He bought the parcel of ground where he had spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. He erected an altar there and called it El Elohe Israel. Genesis 34. Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, the prince of the land, saw her. He took her, lay with her, and humbled her. His soul joined to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the young lady and spoke kindly to the young lady. Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, "Get me this young lady as a wife." Now Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter, and his sons were with his livestock in the field. Jacob held his peace until they came. Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Jacob to talk with him. The sons of Jacob came in from the field when they heard it. The men were grieved, and they were very angry, because he had done folly in Israel in lying with Jacob's daughter, a thing that ought not to be done. Hamor talked with them, saying, "The soul of my son Shechem longs for your daughter. Please give her to him as a wife. Make marriages with us. Give your daughters to us, and take our daughters for yourselves. You shall dwell with us, and the land will be before you. Live and trade in it, and get possessions in it." Shechem said to her father and to her brothers, "Let me find favor in your eyes, and whatever you will tell me, I will give. Ask me a great amount for a dowry, and I will give whatever you ask of me, but give me the young lady as a wife." The sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor his father with deceit when they spoke, because he had defiled Dinah their sister, and said to them, "We can't do this thing, to give our sister to one who is uncircumcised, for that is a reproach to us. Only on this condition will we consent to you. If you will be as we are, that every male of you be circumcised, then we will give our daughters to you, and we will take your daughters to us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people. But if you will not listen to us and be circumcised, then we will take our sister, and we will be gone." Their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. The young man didn't wait to do this thing, because he had delight in Jacob's daughter, and he was honored above all the house of his father. Hamor and Shechem, his son, came to the gate of their city and talked with the men of their city, saying, "These men are peaceful with us. Therefore, let them live in the land and trade in it. For behold, the land is large enough for them. Let's take their daughters to us for wives, and let's give them our daughters. Only on this condition will the men consent to live with us, to become one people, if every male among us is circumcised as they are circumcised. Won't their livestock and their possessions and all their animals be ours? Only let's give our consent to them, and they will dwell with us." All who went out of the gate of his city listened to Hamor and to Shechem his son, and every male was circumcised, all who went out of the gate of his city. On the third day, when they were sore, two of Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, each took his sword, came upon the unsuspecting city, and killed all the males. They killed Hamor and Shechem his son with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's house, and went away. Jacob's sons came on the dead and plundered the city, because they had defiled their sister. They took their flocks, their herds, their donkeys, that which was in the city, that which was in the field, and all their wealth. They took captive all their little ones and their wives, and took as plunder everything that was in the house. Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You have troubled me to make me odious to the inhabitants of the land among the Canaanites and the Perizzites. I am few in number. They will gather themselves together against me and strike me, and I will be destroyed, I and my house." They said, "Should he deal with our sister as with a prostitute?"